Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we're starting a run of holiday season movies, and we've got one today that you might not know of as a Christmas film. It's The Man Who Came to Dinner. It's the story of what happens when author and radio personality Sheridan Whiteside stops for an unwanted visit at a home in a small town in Ohio, and an icy porch step causes him to stay a lot longer than expected. And unfortunately, while Whiteside is witty and erudite in the public's eye, in person he's a jerk. A very big jerk. The movie is based on a successful play written by Moss Hart and George S. Kaufman, which opened on Broadway in 1939. Hart and Kaufman based the character of Whiteside on author and critic Alexander Wolcott, who was amused by the play and actually played Whiteside for a West Coast production. Other characters in the story were also based on real people, like playwright Beverly Carton on playwright Noel Coward, and raucous comic Banjo on Harpo Marx. Now, there's one other character who's based on a real person, but I can't tell you who that is without giving away a major plot twist in the story, so you'll have to see it for yourself. When the movie was being put together, top-billed Betty Davis, who plays Whiteside's secretary Maggie, had hoped John Barrymore would star as Whiteside, but the studio turned him down for reasons which are still a bit murky. They considered several other actors before settling on Monty Woolley, who was very familiar with the story, since he had played Whiteside during the play's successful Broadway run. In addition, actresses Mary Wicks, as Nurse Miss Preen, and Ruth Vivian, as Harriet Stanley, were also brought over from the Broadway cast. The movie was directed by William Keighley, who co-directed The Adventures of Robin Hood, which we saw a while back. The screenplay was written by Julius and Philip Epstein, who co-wrote Arsenic and Old Lace, which we also saw a while back, but they're best known for writing the screenplay for the classic Casablanca. The movie got good reviews and did well at the box office. Meanwhile, the play has been revived several times, was produced for radio a few times, and was adapted for TV in 1972, with Orson Welles as Whiteside. I'm going to have to look that one up. Just a reminder about our in-house showings of recently released DVDs on Wednesday and Friday afternoons, usually. You can check our website for the schedule, but be advised, space is limited for these presentations. Meanwhile, if you've missed any of our classic movie presentations, you'll find the list of movies and links on that website. The address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And if you'd like to leave a comment or suggestion, just post it on our Facebook page, call us at 908-754-7885, or email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. Thanks very much. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1942, here's The Man Who Came to Dinner. Hope you like it.